Continuing now with my Election Day hangover. Been a couple of days. I'll recover in time. I'll recover in time. So will you, hopefully. Don't take it too seriously. The Republic is not lost. Although, you know, it's not the Republic that was designed by our founders exactly. It's still going forward. And my hope, believe it or not, my hope now rests in what has been historically the place that liberals went to protect themselves. So it's a new day, and it's a new strategy should be put out there, because the new refuge for conservatives could be the courts. And that's the good news of the expanding Senate majority for the Republicans. There could be more seats available on the United States Supreme Court in the next couple of years, one could hope. More seats will certainly be filled on the federal benches and the courts of appeals. And we'll take all of that we can get, because that's helpful when it comes to important issues before the court, when it comes to cultural issues, because what has happened in America is that the legislatures have abdicated their responsibilities all too often and allowed cultural questions not to be legislated, but adjudicated, sent to the courts to be decided. And the courts have eagerly taken that power. Some judges going way too far, becoming activist judges. But it's clear that the legislatures have often abdicated their responsibility to creating law, because the way it's supposed to work is a bill is created in the Senate, another bill is created in the House. They're similar but not the same. They get together for reconciliation. They go back and forth. They hammer out one version. They vote on it in the House. They vote on it in the Senate. If it passes both places, it goes on to the president for a signature. Oftentimes, that doesn't happen now. For example, gay marriage would never have made it through the House and Senate and been sent to the desk of Barack Obama. It didn't happen that way. So instead, it gets adjudicated in front of the United States Supreme Court that says, yes, gay marriage is therefore legal. One easy example, right? Well, now when it comes to protecting things like the Second Amendment, it's going to be in the hands of the United States Supreme Court probably more often than not. For example, the state of Washington on Tuesday passed some of the most restrictive gun laws in America. Alan Gottlieb from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in Washington put it this way: a handful of billionaires put in millions and millions of dollars to buy votes, and we were outspent. And while they were able to buy votes, our hope is they won't be able to buy judges. Good comment, Alan, because that's exactly right. Other critics say the initiative, 1639, violates their Second Amendment rights. It will be completely ineffectual in preventing mass shootings like we saw today, this day, in Thousand Oaks, California. And I'm here to tell you, I am sick and tired of waking up to news like this. I'm sick and tired of turning on my television and seeing the first thing being a mass shooting. This one, if you've missed it, Thousand Oaks, California, 11:20 p.m. last night, local time. A man armed with at least one handgun walked into the Borderline Bar, a huge country music venue with a dance floor of 2,500 square feet or more. It was college night for all the local college kids, a place for line dancing, and comedians like Adam Carolla appeared there just recently. He opened fire after apparently throwing smoke bombs into the crowd to create some chaos. 11 of the revelers were killed. 11 of the bargoers were killed. The Ventura County Sheriff's Department responded to an active shooter, rushed in, including Deputy Ron Helis, a sergeant with the Sheriff's Department for 29 years. He was fatally wounded by the gunman, who was also killed in the return fire. So 11 partygoers, if you will, one sheriff's deputy, and the shooter himself all lay dead when the dust cleared, 13 in all. Another dozen or so injured and in hospital. And I'm sick and tired of seeing this. I really am. And have no solution for it. I don't think it's Tom Steyer or Michael Bloomberg coming in demanding a gun ban. I don't think that's the answer, clearly. Clearly. Ed wrote me this. I grew up in Saginaw as a poor kid. There were killings often, and because I was from a poor family, we were near the neighborhoods where the killings happened. We knew about it as kids, but rarely ever saw it in the newspaper. I knew because I had a paper route. We didn't want to pay for a paper subscription, and we didn't have a television, so I couldn't tell if it was on TV. My dad worked three jobs, and he was busy, but he knew what was going on. The media back then, and even as I grew up in the 60s and into the 70s, hid evil from us. Hid evil from us, right, Ed? Like Korea and Vietnam. The closest we got to fear was doing the silly nuclear exercises of crawling under your desk. Even as kids, we thought that was stupid, but back then you didn't argue with the teachers. That was our biggest fear, not being shot or knifed on the streets of Saginaw. My conclusion is this has always happened, but now we see it all the time because of the 24/7 news cycle and their agenda. Ed wrote me that from Grand Blanc. Ed, you might have some good points there. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Mike on the line. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. I want to go back to a conversation you were having before you had the congressman on about the guy going into the bar, and he said once he got past the security guard, he knew he had clear field because nobody in there could be armed. And that's the problem. You know, they can eliminate the known threat. And what I'm advocating is that it's the unknown that can be the real deterrent to these guys. You know, what
well, there's truth to that because
been armed?
Hold on, Mike. There's truth to that because I can tell you that the number of carjackings, when was the last time you heard about a carjacking? Pretty rare, right? There was a time before Michigan, for example, had CPL, before you had concealed carry in Michigan, the carjackings were... There was a rash of them. It had become fairly common. Well, you're not going to carjack somebody if you don't know if they're armed or not. That puts in the unknown, like you say. However, on my CPL, for example, you can't carry in a bar. You can't carry in a place that has a certain capacity. So even that venue, because it was so large, I don't think you'd been able to legally carry in there, even though you might be able to carry in a smaller venue. So what do you propose?
About some of the servers or the busboy. It's the fact that the shooter knows that nobody else will be armed. And the fear of the unknown is the real deterrent.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. You don't know what's behind door number three, basically. Mike, thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks.
Greatly appreciate you. There's a solution somewhere, or a combination of measures that would be a solution somewhere. I don't know what it is. But I am sickened to turn on my television at 5 in the morning to see a mass shooting in California and college kids gunned down, kids 18 to 22 or 23 years old gunned down because they went to college night. And maybe it is the steady diet of horrible scenes that we are fed every day by the national news. I don't know. But I know we can do better because we have to. It's time to protect yourself from data theft. Your data's out there. You know it. So do I. Every time you use your credit card, go to the bank, go see people like the doctor, the mortgage company, whatever it may be. Your data is spread around all day. And who's protecting it? Who's looking out for it? Do you just trust that it's going to be okay? I didn't. I decided it was time to take control with the Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the ID Theft Protection logo. You can find out more right now. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at SteveGruber.com. Do it today.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.